Hare Krishna, we are starting with day 8 on Nectar of Instruction course by His Holiness Bhakti Bhad Bhagavad Swami Maharaj on 14th of November 2013. Hare Krishna.
So there's some outstanding questions from the past presentation. There's the microphone, we can begin with you.
Maharaj, if I understood it correctly, then Tulasi Devi and Bhakti Devi is the same person?
Yes, she's called Bhakti Devi. Also Radharani is known as Bhakti Devi in a sense. But Bhakti Devi is a general term for somebody who can give you bhakti. That's also there. In other words, it's a general term referred to the gopis in general. So someone who can give you love for Krishna can also be termed as Bhakti Devi. So therefore sometimes the devotees, they chant for Tulsi Maharani. They sometimes address her as Bhakti Devi. But Bhakti Devi can be referred to any of the associates also.
But she doesn't have a separate identity.
You know, it's better you stick to worshipping Tulsi Maharani. And in due course of time you become attached through the chanting in front of Tulsi, the realizations will come.
I just want to know philosophically, I heard that...
It cannot be discussed philosophically. Yeah. For example, just to... You know, if you actually see Vrinda Devi, you have to give up your body. You know, you become stunned. The gopi Vrinda Devi. You with me? This body, this material body cannot withstand the symptoms or the ecstasy of seeing such a personality. Associating with such a personality. So the same personality has come in another form within Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti in the form of Tulsi Maharani. So we just stick to that. Now to discuss something that's actually beyond the ecstasy of wearing the dress of this material and gross body is going to be futile. You with me? You're going to be futile. You practically have to give up this body to actually withstand the ecstasy of associating with Vrinda Devi. You know, she's a resident of the spiritual world. But her form within Raganuga Sadhana Bhakti, as you see here, as you see in this meaning of what you're saying. You know, she's a resident of the spiritual world, Tulsi Maharani, as a gopi. It's mentioned like that, as a gopi, Vrinda Devi. But we're still saying, O Tulsi, beloved of Krishna. You with me? Yeah. So we are within Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, entering into Raganuga, when we actually worship Tulsi Maharani. And it's by the very translation you can see. Tulasi Krishna Prayas Inamul. The very translation. So we should stick to that. And when we stick to that, and naturally, when we actually, for sadhakas, we're going upwards. From sadhaka to siddha. But this is not applicable to persons like Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada descends for our purification. He doesn't come yet to become purified. You with me? So we are becoming purified through sadhana bhakti. So from Vaidhi to Raganuga sadhana bhakti. So I cannot really put that in the realm of philosophy. That's in the realm of Krishna Prema. And Krishna Prema is actually beyond philosophy. Because the gopis are not philosophers. They are simple village. Simple village. Cow and goats. It's beyond philosophy. In that sense. Is that okay? Yes, go ahead, give him the microphone then. One devotee mentioned in the Prabhupada's disappearance day, in different places, and I also heard it here, when they asked Srila Prabhupada, what's your identity, like in Goloka Vrindavan, spiritual world, Srila Prabhupada replied, if I tell you, you may faint. He didn't really say anything. And we should not exercise our intelligence and mental, you know, mentality to find out what is Srila Prabhupada. You know, there's no use for that effort. Because that is within one's siddha deha, within one's perfected form. There's no separate effort. It cannot be within sadhana. It's only within sadhya. Sadhya means, you know, in the perfected stage. And that's not really for philosophy. In that sense. Yes?
Hey, Guru Maharaj. First of all, I'd like to render my apology for calling the name of Kaliya. That would have called him for the candidate for a bhakti.
No, you didn't have to apologize. We are actually in education and training, and we are learning. So if you don't make mistakes, how are you going to learn? It's part of learning.
So I was thinking, Bhagavad Gita is Krishna appears to annihilate miscreants, to give better to his devotees, and to re-establish religious principles.
Mm-hmm.
So can we have maybe
Kaliya, by fighting with Krishna, became purified from our own envious, poisonous effects and has become a devotee. And she was sent away. At least he was sent away from Vrindavan, out of Vrindavan, because he gave trouble to the residents of Vrindavan. But you can still be a devotee outside of Vrindavan. Sometimes they may say that he's in the region of Fiji Islands or something. So therefore Prabhupada has one deity there, Kaliya Krishna, for that purpose. When it comes to Raga Nuga Sadhana Bhakti, Raga Nuga, to follow the Raga Atmikas, Prabhupada always says eternal associates. So Kaliya Krishna is what? Not one of the eternal associates. He may be a pastime associate in Boma Vrindavan, but not one of the eternal associates that Prabhupada mentions. Sri Dham, Subal, Stoka Krishna, the gopis with Radharani, Nanda Maharaj, but in that sense. Next. Let's go this way and then we'll come back that way. Because they put their hands up before you.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Is becoming a third class disciple, is a third class disciple based on intelligence or bhakti?
It's based on being a fool. Is that sufficient for an answer? It's based on being a fool in front of spiritual master. That's a first class disciple. And then that consciousness is you are adorned with that consciousness to actually serve the spiritual master without being instructed, because you feel you're a fool. A first-class disciple is an ocean of faults in front of the spiritual master. It may appear contradictory in my response, but it's not an external consciousness, it's actually like that for the disciple. Does that answer your question? Otherwise, there is always the problem or the difficulty may come. I can jump over. You know, jumping over. Then you've fallen. Then you fall. Let me go somewhere else for higher things. My spiritual master is not capable of giving me that. And we are fortunate in so many ways that Srila Prabhupada is our foundational, is our foundational Shiksha Guru for all time. So everything comes from him through the followers of Srila Prabhupada, through the disciples and grand disciples. Is there as the foundational personality. Like one of my Shiksha Gurus, I asked him a question like that. And then he turned on and told me, you know, but you study Srila Prabhupada's books so much and you teach them. You should know the answer. I don't know the answer. I cannot help you. I said, but I'm asking a practical question, not based on understanding Srila Prabhupada's books and getting the answer from there. I want a practical answer from you of how to go forward, you know, in this sense like that. Again. So he said, give me a few days. So after the third day, we had a Skype call, and he just referred to Prabhupada's instructions. He did some research. He just referred to Prabhupada's instructions, which I already knew, but by hearing it from him, it had the desired effect. You get the point? By hearing it from him, I said, oh yes, because I may have read that, but I may not have realization, but him referring to Prabhupada, then I realized that, you know, that Prabhupada knows everything. Even if we do not know anything, we know that Prabhupada knows everything. We know that, we have that assurance. So there's always a reference point like that. So I may have been more, you could say, scholarly or learned than my Shiksha Guru. That's what he expressed, you know, like that. But at the same time, when he says something, it enters the heart. Although I may have read it normally in Prabhupada's books. So that is also required. That is also required. That somebody may be more attached to Prabhupada and serving him than I may be. So I get that attachment also along with that instruction for more for Prabhupada in that sense. Does that make sense? Yeah, it's like that. So I thought, you know, I'm a fool in front of him, but he made me feel that I'm better than him by his humility, but still I have to remain a fool. You know? Right. Next.
Maharaj, on the previous presentation, it was written on the last slide that we must not stay in Radhakant. Because we could take one association, what does it mean?
We will discuss that further in verses that discuss Radhakund from text 9 to 11. They are verses grouped together. So then you can ask the question again then if you're not satisfied after that discussion. Pass the mic. Anybody else have a hand up on this side? Pass the microphone here to Dimitri, right? We'll take this as the last question for this type of discussion. There may be more questions coming up. We would like to complete today. Is that all right? We will be able to complete today. Even if we go up to 2 o'clock. Is that okay?
Just a short one. I just wanted to know the difference between Gaussian and the embodiment.
Yes. In our estimation, for whatever it's worth, although others outside of ISKCON may not agree, and sometimes some in ISKCON may not agree, like that. A Gaustiya Nandi is a preacher from beginning to end. A Bhajana Nandi, after preaching for some time, he may retire and stop preaching. You with me? And as a result of stop preaching, he also may retire to such an extent that he may not even preach to his disciples. Like that. In ISKCON, we cannot afford that. A preacher also accepts disciples. So he cannot stop preaching to his disciples. So therefore we are Gaustiya Nandi from beginning to end. Like that. So one disciple approached Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan when Srila Prabhupada was at the Krishna Balaram Mandir, and he expressed that he wants to go and reside in Radhakund. Like that. So Srila Prabhupada replied something to the effect that, you know, Radhakund is for relishing. Radhakund is for relishing. And we in ISKCON are for preaching. Like that. But at the same time, I make the statement now, a Bhajana Nandi is within a Gaustiya Nandi. Is that okay? But when the Gaustiya Nandi is a Gaustiya, stops preaching, is no more a, is no, when the Gaustiya Nandi stops preaching, is only a Bhajana Nandi. But within, because you can only preach after you relish. If you relish, you can preach. And even if you're not relishing, in preaching, that's also relishing and you get realization. So therefore, a Gaustiya Nandi is also included, at least, the other way around. A Bhajana Nandi is included in a Gaustiya Nandi. And part of our bhajan is our morning program, which we do it together so that we can go out and preach, take in the potency and preach. Like that. We don't retire completely from the preaching field, because that's the mission of especially Krishna himself in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Is that all right? Okay. So then I'll give you evidence further. The you can read it on your own. The definition of a Uttama Adhikari in the Srimad Bhagavatam is one of a Bhajana Nandi. And the definition of an Uttama Adhikari in the Chaitanya Charitamrita is one of a Gaustiya Nandi. And the specific words in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that makes one a preacher, it says, he can deliver the whole world. That means a preacher. So that's the definition of a Gaustiya Nandi, who is an Uttama Adhikari and simultaneously a preacher. So our last word in Shastra is which scripture? Chaitanya Charitamrita, which Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur commented that this is my favorite book. Like that. And the prime example for us is Srila Prabhupada himself like that. Another and wonderful example in relation to Srila Prabhupada is His Holiness, I mean, many other examples, is His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Swami, like that. He was a Goshtinandi from beginning to end, but towards the end, he was also talking about Nirjan, Bhajan, and other things, but he was also preaching simultaneously to the devotees. Many devotees came and heard his last instructions to them, preaching vigorously. Like that. Even leading devotees in the movement went to him and then received instructions in his last days, preaching vigorously. Like that. All of them, even His Holiness Gaur Govinda Swami was here in Mayapur, he was preaching. Preaching about attachment to Krishna. Especially the Jagannath Leela, he was preaching. His Holiness Gaur Govinda Swami, like that. So many of our devotees, you know, practically all of them, Goshtinandi from beginning to end, just in the line and in the mood and mission of Srila Prabhupada. Is that all right?
So, just wanted to know the what defines Vajranandi? What is it? Vajranandi? The one who...
See, Bhajanandi literally means you want to be alone but with Krishna and his associates. You don't want to be disturbed by other things like that. Practically speaking, you know, if it's prematurely done, then it's not easy. It's not easy. That is not easy. Of course, preaching itself is not easy as a Goshtinandi. That literally means that. That's what, towards the end of his life, Srila Gaurakishadas Babaji Maharaj did. Anyone comes to him, he gives an excuse to go away. That he didn't really preach to them in that sense. It's within our line at the same time. It's within our line at the same time. There was a wonderful devotee, amazing personality, who was closest, I believe, to Srila Prabhupada, his godbrothers. His name is Akinchana Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. He was a Bhajanandi. He was given that permission to take Babaji initiation by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But he was very close to Srila Prabhupada, closest practically. His samadhi is in Pavan Sarovara and in at the foothills of Nandagram. It's below.
So is it more a condition or a state of consciousness?
It's a state of consciousness where you retire from the preaching field.
So, if Goshtinandi is also a state of consciousness, is it enough to, if you have a state of consciousness of Goshtinandi, is it more than Bhajanandi or less than Bhajanandi? Or is it, you cannot say it like
see,
that?
See, a preacher with a Goshtinandi is selfless. And a Bhajanandi is concerned about his own consciousness at the time of leaving the body. Which is also good because one wants to go back home, back to Godhead. In that sense. He's not selfish in the sense, but he just wants to be exclusively with Krishna and the eternal associates. Of course, with permission and with blessings from his superiors. Yeah. If you're not blessed, you cannot do that. I want to move ahead. I know there's hands up, but I'd like to move ahead. Okay. So let's go to text number 9. This is on page 78. We'll do a few words at a time because this is not in that form that we can say the verse in a meter. Everyone, Vaikunthaj,
Vaikunthaj,
Janito,
Janito,
Vara,
Vara,
Madhupuri,
Madhupuri,
Tatrapi,
Tatrapi,
Rasotsavat,
Rasotsavat,
Vrindaranyam,
Vrindaranyam,
Udara,
Udara,
Pani,
Pani,
Ramanat,
Ramanat,
Tatrapi,
Tatrapi,
Govardhana,
Govardhana,
Radhakundam,
Radhakundam,
Iyapi,
Iyapi,
Gokulapate,
Gokulapate,
Prem Amrita Plavanat,
Prem Amrita Plavanat,
Kuryad,
Kuryad,
Asya,
Asya,
Virajato,
Virajato,
Giritate,
Giritate,
Sevam,
Sevam,
Viveki,
Viveki,
Nakaha,
Nakaha.
Translation. You can repeat. The holy place,
the holy place,
known as Mathura,
Mathura,
is spiritually superior,
to Vaikuntha,
the transcendental world,
because the Lord appeared there.
Superior to Mathura Puri is the transcendental forest of Vrindavan, because of Krishna's Rasa Leela pastimes. And superior to the forest of Vrindavan is Govardhan Hill, for it was raised by the divine hand of Sri Krishna and was the site of his various loving pastimes. And above all, the super excellent Sri Radha Kund stands supreme, for it is overflooded with the ambrosial nectarine prema of the Lord of Gokula, Sri Krishna. Where then is that intelligent person who is unwilling to serve this divine Radha Kund, which is situated at the foot of Govardhan Hill? So the purport is fairly short, which I have summarized for you here. I'm sure you've been to Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, when you drive from Delhi on the Delhi-Agra highway, on the old road, there's also a highway now, but on the old road that you go, when you enter Braj Mandala, you'll see a sign that says first, sometimes it tells you Govardhan Hill, and then you go this way, or Vaishana and so forth, like that. So that's like the physicalness of the Dham that is given to us by the government for directions of how they call it, and see it like that. But it's not really like that. It's not really like that. This is within the, like the municipality or the Mathura district government that does that. But it's actually like this. This old sphere, including Radha Kund here, is called Vaikuntha. Okay? So within Vaikuntha, you get, within Vaikuntha itself, you get Mathura Mandala. And Mathura Mandala or Vraj Mandala also includes Radha Kund. Is that okay? And within Mathura Mandala, the principal forest amongst the 12 forests is called Vrindavan. And within that principal forest of Vrindavan, the main place is called Govardhan Hill. And within the precincts of Govardhan Hill, the main place is called Radha Kund. So in other words, Radha Kund is within Govardhan Hill, which is within Vrindavan, which is within Mathura Mandala, which is within Vaikuntha. Is that okay? Now when you go, you'll get the Vrindavan town. And they say, now we're going to Govardhan town. But actually Govardhan town is within that great forest of Vrindavan. So this is how it works. So the essence of Vaikuntha is Mathura Mandala. The essence of Mathura Mandala is Vrindavan. The essence of Vrindavan forest is Govardhan Hill. And the quintessence of everything is Radha Kund. That's the hierarchy of the spiritual world which is mentioned in this particular text. Okay, text number 10. Karmibhyo parito hare priyataya vyaktim yayu jnaninas tebhyo jnanavimukta bhakti parama premaika nistas tata tebhyas ta pasupala ankaja risas tabhyo apisa radhika presta tadvat hiyam tadiya sarasi tam nashrayet kakriti. Can repeat, in the Shastra, it is said that of all types of fruit of workers, he who is advanced in knowledge of the higher values of life is favored by the Supreme Lord Hari. Out of many such people who are advanced in knowledge, jnanis, one who is practically liberated by virtue of his knowledge may take to devotional service. He is superior to the others. However, one who has actually attained prema, pure love of Krishna, is superior to him. The gopis are exalted above all the advanced devotees because they are always totally dependent upon Sri Krishna, the transcendental coward boy. Among the gopis, Srimati Radharani is the most dear to Krishna. A kund, lake, is as profoundly dear to Lord Krishna as this most beloved of the gopis. Who then will not reside at Radha Kund and in a spiritual body surcharged with ecstatic devotional feelings, aprakrita bhav, render loving service to the divine couple, Shishi Radha Govinda, who perform the Astakaliya Leela, the eternal eightfold daily pastimes. Indeed, those who execute devotional service on the banks of Radha Kund are the most fortunate people in the universe. So yet again, there's a purport and it discusses various things. And that's text number 10 for you. It gives a hierarchy of the eternal associates of the Lord and different types of human beings. This is given in your purport about Vikarmis, Karmis and so forth. And Jnani. Like that. And we see that the Kanista Adhikari, the neophyte devotee, is higher than the Jnani. And Madhyam Uttama, eternal associates in Vaikuntha, eternal associates in Mathura Mandala, eternal associates in Vrindavan, eternal associates at Govardhan Hill, and Srimati Radharani is the topmost, eternal gopi associates in Radha Kund. So this is text number 10 that gives you the hierarchy. One time Srila Prabhupada was asked, why are the gopis eternal associates in Radha Kund, are the highest? So Srila Prabhupada replied that the gopis did not see in Krishna's pockets, oh, what have you brought for me from the pasturing grounds today? You know, they didn't have any motivation for fruitive mentality. They simply wanted to serve and please and love Krishna. Another way why the gopis are the highest is because they gave up all moral, social and ethical values to be with Krishna and please Krishna, including their most prized quality. And the most prized quality of a girl or a woman is a chastity. They gave up the chastity for Krishna's pleasure. Of course, that's within the Leela, because everyone belongs to Krishna and Krishna is the Adi Purusha. But within the Leela of it, they gave up their husbands, they gave up the children. You know, they gave up the family members. That means they gave up the chastity for Krishna. So in that sense, it's the highest thing to give up. Within the pastime, the Leela of it. Okay. I am moving on to text 11. And then we're going to do the text and then we're going to request the team. You have a team here, right? About Vipra Lamba Seva? Okay, so you're going to do that presentation for us. So let's go to text here. Do you have your hand up? I mean, a few times, I believe. No, no, at the back.
What's your question?
You have a question.
Yeah, is there some overlap between Uttama Adhikari, Tapa Samodhi, and eternal associates? Like, for example, Srila Prabhupada. Is this an eternal associate of Krishna?
Yes, this Uttama Adhikari here is within the process of sadhana to sadhya. Within the process of devotional service and practice, and so forth. The eternal associates may descend for our purification, but this Uttama Adhikari is advancing from sadhana bhakti to bhava to prema, in that sense.
So that means like we have the blue on the top, eternal associates, and we have the red at the bottom, practicing devotees.
Yeah, the blue on the top, they never fall. They are there.
But sometimes they descend.
They descend for the sake of preaching. They are requested by the Lord to come. Like Bhavananda Prabhu was saying this at the Prabhupada Disappearance Day festival here. How, you know, Prabhupada said, and I didn't want to come, Krishna forced me, something to that effect. So they come down for our purification.
So could we have like a green category in the middle with those kinds of
glory? Here? Yeah. The eternal associates though. Yeah, you can have that. They descend for our purification for preaching. Like that. You have a question?
Yes.
Microphone? Go ahead.
In this translation, there is a Prakrita Bhava Maharaj. I just remember in one report, Prabhupada mentioned that bhava state, it's not possible to attain by ordinary men. discuss this about business. You came to a China to tell them about power states.
I don't know. I'm still struggling with my sadhana. That's true. It says apakrita bhav. Prakrita means materialistic. Apakrita means not materialistic. And before that it says ecstatic devotional feelings. That's the meaning of apakrita bhav. In order to be in that state, one has to be realized in one's spiritual form. It says before that spiritual body. Like that. See? So within the stage of bhava bhakti, one can have a realized state of consciousness of what one's identity is eternally, in that sense. This is philosophy, theory, in that sense. But it's not like we can discuss it so much in terms of realization. Alright? Just stick to sadhana, then you'll come to raganuga, and eventually these states will descend in the consciousness. And sometimes these states of raganuga and bhava, they may descend very quickly, even moments before the time of death. You with me? You may not experience it in your lifetime of regular practice and so forth, but there's a sense of urgency to become like purified at a very high speed or fast rate. You understand? Like that. So sometimes that may be there when you know that you have 3 months to live and your body is ridden with cancer. When you have time, you have noticed that you're going to leave your body soon. So the purification is at an advanced, fast rate that the body itself cannot handle it. So this, the body goes through a lot of inconvenience and pain. So going through the pain, it's like fast forwarding something. You understand the point? You have to go normal way, but when you fast forward something, it can be painful because the body cannot handle that. It's not normal for the body. Like that. So then you can immediately come to the stage of raganuga and enter into bhava and then live. Effectively speaking, except for those who come down with prema for our purification like Srila Prabhupada and eternal associate, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, it's different for them. They come with prema. But for us going from sadhana and Vaidhi sadhana bhakti to raganuga to bhava bhakti, we're sadhakas, we're going up. So the body cannot, this body, even if it's fully surcharged in ecstatic feelings, even the body, and Prabhupada gives the example of an iron rod going into fire. It takes the function and property of fire, the iron rod. So similarly, if this body is fully engaged, body, words, mind, and it is fully engaged in devotional service, it takes the propensity of being completely spiritual, just like that iron rod in the fire. But at the same time, although it takes the propensity of being completely spiritual, it can come to the stage of bhava bhakti. But in prema, when the devotee experiences actually love for Krishna through sadhana, to bhava, to prema, is to give up the body. This body cannot contain, it cannot withstand the ecstasy of prema. You have to give up the body. So you'll find many devotees within sadhana go to bhava, but in the stage of that, especially towards their death, leaving the body, they may attain prema while leaving that body. Because prema cannot be contained in the body that you wear as a dress. This is just theory for now. Is that okay? Alright. So we move ahead. We go to text number 11, the final text. We're on page 89. Krishna's yochai.
Krishna's yochai.
Pranaya.
Pranaya.
Vasati.
Vasati.
Prayasyabhyo.
Prayasyabhyo.
Api.
Api.
Radha.
Radha.
Kundam.
Kundam.
Chasya.
Chasya.
Munibir.
Munibir.
Abhitas.
Abhitas.
Padrik.
Padrik.
Eva. Vyadhyahi
Yad
Prastai Api
Alam
Asulabam
Kim
Puna Bhakti Vajam Tat Premedam Sakrit
Api
Sara
Snatu
Aviskaroti. Translation. Of the many objects
of
favored delight
and of all the lovable damsels
of Vrajabhumi,
Srimati Radharani
is certainly the most treasured object
of Krishna's love.
And in every aspect
and in every respect,
a divine kund
is described
by great sages
as similarly
dear
to him.
Undoubtedly,
Radha
kund
is very
rarely attained,
even
by the great devotees.
Therefore,
it is even
more difficult
for
ordinary devotees
to attain
if one
simply bathes
once
within those
holy waters.
One's
pure love
of
Krishna
is fully
aroused.
Okay.
So
we're going to discuss
from the theme
about Vipralamba
Seva,
and then we'll go ahead
with some slides
in relation to this
text
later on.
Come.
So you need that slide, huh?
Yes, exactly.
Huh? Come on this side. Go there. Oh, what happened?
If there's any questions,
I don't know what happened. It's blank here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not coming out.
Oh,
I'm feeling some separation.
This one should be for the
this one. This is blank. This one's all of them, right? Let's go to the next one. That arrow.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Vipralamba Seva, thinking of Krishna in separation, is far better than serving Krishna directly. After Krishna left Vrindavan for Mathura, the gopis spent the rest of their lives crying in separation from him. This means that in one sense, they were never actually separated from Krishna. There is no difference between thinking of Krishna and associating with him. Thus, of all the devotees who have developed unalloyed devotional love for Krishna, the gopis are most exalted, and out of all these exalted gopis, Srimati Radharani is the highest. Even Krishna cannot understand the attitude of Radharani, therefore he took her position and appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So our discussion was that we have to discuss that service and separation is higher than direct service to Krishna. So the conclusion of this text is that the gopis and Radharani, being the highest devotees, therefore consequently their mode of service, Vipralamba, is also far better than whatever else, including serving Krishna directly.
When other gopis are talking with Uddhava, then Radharani took a bumblebee to be a messenger of Krishna and was trying to touch her feet.
So, with a lot of imagination, I'm playing Radharani.
So now he must have stated Srimati Radharani talking to a bumblebee.
Oh, you are a bumblebee, you are trying to touch my feet. I see that you go from one flower to another flower, just like Krishna. But I will not accept a message from your unreliable master. I don't know why Lakshmi has become so much captivated by Krishna, although she knows of his character. But we are more intelligent than that. But we will never be cheated again, either by Krishna or one of his messengers. We have given up our home, our husbands, our children and relatives to go to Krishna. But he never felt any obligation for us. But now here's the difficulty. Although he is so cruel and hard-hearted, we cannot even stop for a minute thinking about him and talking about him.
So we all see that in spite of Krishna being so cruel, not only to Radharani and gopis, but all of us, it is very difficult for us to give talking about him or chanting about him. Is there anyone would like to share some realization regarding this Krishna being cruel, but still everyone do have, I suppose, that Krishna is cruel to us, but still it is very difficult for us to give us chanting around that. Yes, Eklavya.
Krishna is very cruel. He's put into this material world, suffering birth, death, disease, and old age. And we know the process to get out of the material world is to always remember Krishna. But still, he's so cruel that we can't remember Krishna anyway.
Did Krishna put you here?
Krishna is Ishvara, Parma, Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. He's the supreme controller. I'm not the supreme controller, Krishna.
Maybe Krishna sent you here. But I wouldn't blame Krishna for me coming here. I wanted to come here, that's why Krishna facilitated, but Krishna doesn't want me to come here. But maybe he sent you here for our purification.
I'm experiencing great miseries in birth, death, disease, old age, being defeated by you, Maharaj?
That's miserable, right?
And in this way, Krishna's putting me through so many tribulations. But still I can't remember him.
Still you can.
I cannot.
If somebody says they cannot remember Krishna, they are saying they cannot remember Krishna, that means they are remembering him.
Maharaj, you defeated me again.
I would like to have a volunteer to read this text. Would anyone would like to? Anyone? Michael? You can read the first two texts, first two lines.
Okay. This is called Mahabhav. Accusing Krishna and unable to give up talking about him. Yeah. Krishna is absolute, so his so-called unkind activities are as relishable as his kind ones.
So that is the answer why Krishna is cruel and we cannot stop talking regarding him. Anyone would like to read about Vipralamba context? Any volunteer please?
The separation of Ramachandra from Sita is spiritually understood as Vipralamba. In conjugal love, there are two departments, samloka, meeting or enjoyment together, or Vipralamba, separation. Vipralamba helps nourish emotions at the time of meeting.
So we are seeing that serving Krishna indirectly is more pleasurable as per the purports of Srila Prabhupada and realization of our great acharyas than serving Krishna directly. And Maharaj also told that Krishna includes disciplic succession. Any volunteer to read from Krishna book chapter 47?
The six Goswamis also taught worship of Krishna in the feeling of the gopi in separation. When they lived in Vrindavan, they were searching for Krishna. They never said, we have now seen Radha and Krishna. Krishna reminded the gopi that at the time of the Rasadan, those gopis who could not join him for the Rasalila gave up their bodies simply by thinking about it.
Thank you. So I hope everyone had heard regarding this story. When Radha Rani became proudy, Krishna left her also and she fainted on the ground. So in this way we are also seeing in Vipralamba there is more relishing if we are serving Krishna. Anyone concluding this portion please?
Any volunteer please? Consciousness by feeling aspiration is thus the quickest method for attainment of the lotus feet of Krishna. By the personal statement of Krishna, the gopis were convinced of the strength of Vipralamba and were much relieved by understanding that Krishna was not away from them but always with them.
And the burning example of this is our Lord Chaitanya, who is Radha itself. Now there is one another skirtle of how this Vipralamba we see in our daily life, means on material world. Now I would request Narayan Prabhu to present us get on this topic.
Okay, now some imagination a little bit. I am a mother of a child. My child is his first day of school. I hope he's doing fine. I have missed him so much. Oh, and here's his pair of shoes for the Sunday shoes. Oh, that makes me think of him so much, just seeing his shoes. So that comes from a class that Prabhupada gave in the early years. He was talking about this subject matter, and he gave the example of a mother who looked for the shoe of her child. He says, classic line, he says, love the shoe! No, she loves the child! So in other words, everything that we see around us can remind us about Krishna, or like this is Bhagavad Gita 10 chapter, the glories of the Absolute.
And even we see in this material world, when we don't have things, like suppose we want iPhone, then we are just having that desire, when will I get iPhone, when will I get iPhone, and as soon as we are having iPhone, after that another version is coming, and then we are again having this pralambha bhav for that another version. So we see in objects also, that is a part of the pralambha. Any comments on this slide, that we pralambha in our practical material world?
Before few days I was thinking about when we are going on a pilgrimage, probably we are more ecstatic and in better religion when we are going on pilgrimage and coming back to pilgrimage. Then we are exactly on that spot, like when we are coming in Mayapur, we were in Western be with the devotees, to be in this mission. But when we are here, probably we are not in that
excitement or that. Exactly. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada, move to Pintu.
I would like to ask anybody in this course.
Any volunteer, please?
There are two ways of association, by Bali and by Bapu. Bali means word, and Bapu means physical presence. Physical presence is sometimes appreciable and sometimes not, but Bali continues to exist eternally.
So from this quote, we can understand, realize that Srila Prabhupada is always in our. So if we associate with Srila Prabhupada books and lectures, then we can always associate with Srila Prabhupada. This is the meaning of Vipralambha, to serve Srila Prabhupada, following his instruction.
I would like to play a small audio of Prabhupada.
We are receiving the transcendental knowledge through Guru Parampara succession. So we have to simply take instruction from Guru, and if we execute that to our heart and soul, that is success. That is practical. I have no personal qualification, but I simply try to satisfy my Guru. That's all. My Guru Maharaj asked me that if you get some money to print books, yeah. So I took up this from his mouth. That is very fond of books, and he told me personally that if you get some money, print books. That's what I am stating on this point. Where is book? So kindly help me. This is my request. Print as many books in as many languages and distribute throughout the whole world. Then Krishna consciousness movement will automatically increase.
Oh, Prabhu! Oh, I just heard this last performance we did this morning in class. I decided, I made a vow, I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. I'm going to distribute Prabhupada's books and always be with him. Although, not physically, but
through the message, through the Vani, through the book distribution. Haribol. This one actually said a Radha quote. Any volunteer to read this, please? Mic to Krishna.
You are trying for a new temple, but our main business is Sankirtan and distribution of the faith.
If Krishna gives us a better place, that is alright. Otherwise, we can remain at any place, never mind hell or heaven. But we shall only be very cautious about propagating our Sankirtan movement.
Thank you. Say something. Regarding book distribution. Okay, anyways, so if we are, whether Srila Prabhupada is presently with us or not, that is not the factor. As we have heard in the recording of Srila Prabhupada, he is trying to please his spiritual master by distributing books and Krishna conscious preaching, as Maharaj also told. So the main theme is we have to serve Srila Prabhupada in Vipralamba Seva by expanding this Krishna conscious movement. So that is the theme. Apart from chanting, that is obviously chanting in association of devotees is the primary thing. But why we are chanting and why we are distributing books, means why we are associating with devotees. So we get enough strength to preach others' movement, and hopefully all world could become Krishna conscious. Any comments, please? Or anyone would like to share your realization regarding book distribution, anything, how you had pleased Srila Prabhupada in Vipralamba Seva? Because we all have, few of you have seen Srila Prabhupada physically, but every one of us are following Srila Prabhupada followers and his teachings. Any realization anyone would like to share?
If you've never bought a couple cases of Bhagavad Gita, and if you've never done book distribution, I encourage you to spend the money and buy a couple cases of Bhagavad Gita. Having never done book distribution, you will be completely amazed at yourself and how actually easy it is to sell and give away for donations two cases of Bhagavad Gita's. It was an experiment that we did in Northern California where we bought cases of Bhagavad Gita's and gave them to congregational members and challenged them to distribute 100 Bhagavad Gita's within a 2-month period. And out of about 30 congregational members, we bought 30 cases, out of 30 congregational members, everybody distributed all 100 Gita's. It was amazing, and they all said, oh no, this is impossible. I don't even know that many people. I don't know how to do it. I don't know what to do. This is just too much, and we're here. No, here, you take. Take the 100 Bhagavad Gita's, hardback Bhagavad Gita's. 2 months later, these people were in ecstasy. No problem giving away and taking donations. And we got more Lakshmi back than it cost us to buy the all of the Bhagavad Gita's. It was an amazing experience.
Transcendental book distribution key.
Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhu. My voice is not as good as Eklavya Prabhu voice. There's a three. Hope you have heard of Nirantra Das Prabhuji. He is from LA. So I would like to play his song regarding book distribution. If possible, please sing along also.
Thank you.
now the conclusion of our presentation. Oops, sorry, the red text is not coming. I'm just... Hope you have all read this quote in the preface of Srimad Bhagavatam. Concluded?
So of course the best example of
the best example of service and separation is Srila Prabhupada himself. He was actually a householder, and in 1936, I believe, just before Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur passed away, Prabhupada wrote him a letter saying that he's seeing that all his disciples, actually his Prabhupada's brothers, they're serving very nicely, personally, in physical presence, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, and I'm thinking, how can I serve him? That was just basically a simple question. And Bhaktisiddhanta answered back a few weeks later. He actually gave the same order that he had given in 1922. You should preach our message in the English language, and this will be good for you and for the people who you preach to. So that became solidified Prabhupada's life's mission. He had already adopted it, but then he was being confirmed. And then he served, actually, he always served the spiritual master in separation. While many others were actually serving him personally. So that's actually living proof that serving in separation is very potent and better long-term, in a long-term way, better than serving
directly. And one slide I would like to dedicate to Maharaj. Last slide.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Transcendental Book Distribution ki jai. It's very appropriate Prabhupada received that instruction on the banks of Radhakund. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said something like this. There's fire in the mud. So better you, if you ever get money, print books and distribute. Okay, how do I get back here? Can you come here, just go down the slide and get to the last slide.
Can I
that's why that's fine.
Click what?
Transparent light, the next option.
Not from beginner, mm-hmm. from current slide. Okay. Where is the current slide? Where is the top of the top? Okay. Prabhupada says about Radha Kund. There is no harm, but they should understand what is Radha Kund and how to deal with Radha Kund. Raghunath Das Goswami showed how to live in Radha Kund. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natibi Kalavasani Kritao. He was circumambulating Radha Kund, falling down, making a mark. That is Radha Kund Vasi. Not only counted holy names, but offering obeisances to so many hundred times in Radha Kund. That is Radha Kund. He, so much vairagya he showed, he can take part in Radha Kund. First of all, do this like Raghunath Das Goswami. In other words, if you can follow in his footsteps, then it's okay. In Radha Kund, but not in Radha Kund. If you discuss on the philosophy of Upanishad and Vedanta, they'll not attend. Talking about these Babaji's there. I have seen it in Radha Kund sometime in 1934. My Guru Maharaj was living and he was discussing Upanishad. There are many Babajis in Radha Kund. First of all, they came that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has come, such a learned scholar and the establisher of Gaudiya Math. So out of curiosity they came, but when they saw that he was discussing Upanishad, gradually they stopped coming. So my Guru Maharaj recommended that these people are not living in Radha Kund. They are living in Naraka Kund. That means living in hell, yeah. I have heard it personally, Prabhupada says. In text 11, Vachya Vegam Manasa Krodha Vegam Prithivim Sasasyat Etan Vegam Yovisha. You are manipulated by the Udara Vegam, Upastha Vegam. First day is test. Etan Vegam Yovisha Hetadira. This is the Book of Instruction, text 1. Then for him Radha Kund. Dira Satra Namoyati. Not that ye is Radha Kund, let us go, jump over like monkey. Ye is Rasa Lila immediately. So Prabhupada said you have to progress from text 1 to 7 first. Prabhupada. Babaji Maharaj. So you will take bath in Radha Kund on my behalf? This is the Kinchan and Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj speaking. And Tama Krishna, we'll get you better, Srila Prabhupada, and you will also be able to take bath personally then. We'll see you get better. That's all right. We never heard of Srila Prabhupada taking bath in Radha Kund. You heard? This is the only closest time. This is the only quotation I found that he asked Babaji Maharaj, you take bath on my behalf, because feeling that way. We never heard from taking bath. Radha Kund consciousness. So Radha Kund, who will live at Radha Kund? One is topmost devotee, but and if he mixes with third class devotee, how he is fit for living in Radha Kund? There is no difference between Radha Kund and Radharani. So how you can jump over Radharani? Radha Kund and Radharani are non-different. How you enjoy Radha Kund by swimming? You cannot touch with your feet even Radha Kund. You can take little water and keep it on the head. That is respectful to Radha Kund. Of course, things are going on like that. But strictly speaking, Radha Kund should be respected as Radharani herself. That is Radha Kund consciousness. Highest Radha Kund consciousness. And this is a room conversation later on in 1976, and Prabhupada left in 1977. It's one of the later times he mentioned this. Same thing, they did a nice presentation about it. I have no personal qualification, but I simply try to satisfy my guru, and that's all. And my Guru Maharaj asked me that if you get some money, you print books. So there was a private meeting talking. Some of my important godbrothers also were there. It was in Radhakut. Yes, I took up this from his mouth, that he is very fond of books. And he told me personally, if you get some money, print books. And then they played the same thing thereafter. So this instruction is in Radhakut. So that means, if you want to be in Radhakund consciousness, distribute books. Be nice. Then for the conclusion, Srila Prabhupada said that the way to develop the love of the gopis for Krishna is to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. It's quoted by Giriraj Swami from Prabhupada. And then later on quoted by Vishal Prabhu, I mentioned some other time also, chant Hare Krishna and spread Hare Krishna. So this is Radhakund consciousness in one sense. Okay, we'll leave some time for questions, if you have any. Yes?
Like from the previous, what is the difference between Gokula and Vrindavan?
He's asking what is the difference between Gokula and Vrindavan. Gokula in this Boma Vrindavan, or Boma Vrajmandala, is in the forest of Mahabad. And Vrindavan is another forest. But sometimes, for the sake of understanding, and philosophy, there's Goloka Vrindavan and there's Gokul Vrindavan. They speak like that. So Goloka Vrindavan is in the spiritual sky. Gokul Vrindavan is that same Goloka that has descended into this earthly planet that we go to. Yeah, Gokul. Sometimes it's called Gokul Vrindavan.
Everything is covered like Vrindavan, Govardhan,
Yajmasra,
and this is about Vrindavan,
like Gokula. Now, Gokula is in the forest of Mahavan. But sometimes, for the sake of people saying, they say they're going to Vrindavan, but actually they feel they're going to Vrajmandala, or Vrajabhumi, as it's also stated in the text. Vrajabhumi is mentioned like that. So they say Vrindavan and Gokula with it, because Krishna appeared in Gokula. But Gokula is actually in the forest of Mahavan, and Vrindavan is in another forest. But it's okay, it's all spiritual. Yes?
Some technical clarification. Do we come here at 10:30 in the morning or 4:30 in the afternoon?
He's asking about some administration, so we'll just quickly cover that and then take questions again. Tomorrow there's no class. We have completed it today after we take the other questions for lack of instruction. We completed it nicely, as nice as possible. So tomorrow your open book test should be handed in by 12.
But since we don't have class tomorrow morning, afternoon 4 o'clock when you come for closed book, you can bring open book with you. And
so he is making an adjustment. You can spend tomorrow by completing your open book assessment and also doing some revision and learning for your closed book assessment. So when you come at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, is this classroom available for them? It's not used by the Bhaktivaibhava.
No.
You sure? Because they have the classes in the afternoon from 4 to 6 o'clock. I will call.
If that happens, we'll find out somewhere.
There's other classrooms, right? Yeah. So you come here tomorrow at 4 o'clock to hand in, before you start your open closed book test, you hand in at 4 o'clock your open book assessment. Some of you may have already done it, but that's the deadline tomorrow. So you have the morning to deal with that, because we're not having classes here. And then you should be prepared to write your closed book test at 10 o'clock. And the closed book test is basically the same questions that you have there. but some selected questions are given. Like that. It usually takes about, if you know it well, you finish it in half an hour, 45. Because it's like one word and a few words answers, you know, just short answers. Like that. And if you don't know an answer, say, chant Hare Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna. Answers will come. If the person is marking what to do, you wrote chant Hare Krishna. So that's some administration. Some hands were up here. Yeah, go ahead.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I just want to share a personal experience.
Can you make it brief?
Yeah.
Because time.
Yeah. The importance of distributing books.
Mm-hmm.
I've won marathon 5 times, Africa.
Mm-hmm.
At one time, I was distributing books, probably in America,
mm-hmm.
and I met somebody sitting down in a car,
mm-hmm.
exactly Prabhupada. When I preached to him, I was afraid that I gave him the book. I didn't ask him anything for anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, let me go around. When I come back, I'll come ask him for donation. When I come here, I didn't see him again. So I went home, when my Guru Maharaj came, I told him that I saw Prabhupada. He just took his leg and put on my head, and we go with each other until life is perfect. So that's why I'm begging all the people.
Yes, Prabhupada comes in. Give him the microphone from there. Prabhupada comes in devotees' dreams, they get visions of Prabhupada. Yes. It happens, it's real, it's tangible. Go ahead.
I have a question in relation to Vrajabhumi.
Mm-hmm.
It says Vaikuntha and then it says Vrindavan Forest.
Vrajabhumi is from the Mathura Mandala. Mathura?
But it's more Vaikuntha what I. Because that goes behind the Vrajabhumi, according to that Vaikuntha.
This is Vrajabhumi, from Mathura Mandala and Vrajabhumi is the same thing.
Prabhupada says in the purport about crosses, 84 crosses. That's Vrajabhumi. Mathura Mandala.
What is the relation to Vaikuntha? What? How do I? Because Mathura Mandala, Vrindavan, Govardhan, Radhakunda, it's all understood.
Mm-hmm.
But Vaikuntha, how should we? Is that then the Mathura Mandala part of Vaikuntha?
Yes, it's like a. I put this diagram, it's restrictive in its sort of diagram, it's a restrictive, I'll tell you what I mean. Let's take this off. See, Vaikuntha is very vast. You know, you can expand it as much as you want, but it's just restrictive in its diagram for the screen, like that. So Vaikuntha is so vast, there's unlimited Vaikuntha planets. But the topmost place in Vaikuntha is Mathura Mandala. Topmost, Mathura Mandala. This is just one dimension, you're seeing a flat thing. And Mathura Mandala is also called Vrajabhumi or Vrajadham. Like that. But for the government of, you know, Delhi government and so forth, they call it Mathura district. It's actually Mathura Mandala. And Prabhupada says in a purport, about how many crosses is there? I don't know which
84.
You know, he measures it like that. In that sense. So that's the whole of Vrajadham, of Vrajabhumi. But it is the highest feature within Vaikuntha. And within this Vrajabhumi and Mathura Mandala, the nucleus is Vrindavan forest. And the nucleus of Vrindavan forest is Govardhan Hill. And the quintessence and nucleus of Govardhan Hill is Harakot. But this is vast. the Vaikuntha area is unlimited Vaikuntha planets also. That's fine. Sometimes you see on the cover of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll see that. Sometimes they call it Goloka Vrindavan. But for us it's Mathura Mandala, and I'll tell you why. If you look at it carefully, go to page 78 and also in the purport you will see. The holy place known as Mathura is spiritually superior to Vaikuntha, the transcendental world. Got it? Yes. Now in another sense, I just did this for the hierarchy of the spiritual world. But in another sense, on the purport, you go down three lines in the purport. The spiritual world is naturally superior to the material world. Found it? However, Mathura and the adjoining areas, although appearing in the material world, are considered superior to the spiritual world because of Janmastan, the Lord appeared at Mathura and Gokul. So what Prabhupada, or what Rupa Goswami and Prabhupada is saying, that even this Mathura Mandala, although it's a nucleus of Vaikuntha within the spiritual world, this Mathura Mandala here in Boma, you know, in the earthly side, is even higher than the spiritual world. Now do you know why? Because the Lord appeared, that's one reason. The Lord apparently takes birth, but he doesn't take birth in Goloka Vrindavan. The main reason is that you and I, with this body, can enter into that place. Whereas with this body you cannot enter into that realm in Vaikuntha, which is the highest abode, Mathura Mandala. But you can enter into this Mathura Mandala, so therefore it is superior spiritually to the entire Vaikuntha. So therefore this Vrajabhumi, or this Vrajadham, or this Mathura Mandala, which includes all these things, including Radhakund as the quintessence of the essence, like that, is more merciful than Golok. So therefore sometimes this is called Gokul. Gokul Dham. In a broad sense also. So this is more merciful, so therefore it's higher. But we can go there with this, you know, wearing the dress of this material body. Is it alright for now?
So if we can conclude that the part of Vaikuntha that we called the spiritual world, but it's part of the spiritual world, is Mathura Mandala.
Yes, as well as Mathura Mandala is here, which is higher than all those Vaikuntha planets, which is here. And in one sense, and not to compare too much, the Goloka Vrindavan, or the Mathura Mandala there, as you may call it, there, Vrajadhumi is there in the spiritual nature, and this is non-different, like that. But it's not that, you know, this is lower than Vaikuntha still, that is appeared here. It's higher than Vaikuntha, which is here. Okay? Questions? Yes.
As we heard that Srila Prabhupada and Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, they never talk about Narada Muni.
Even Narada Muni.
But I have seen personally, you know, some of his own leaders.
Even Narada Muni. Even the four Kumaras. Balaram doesn't go to Radhakund. Yasoda doesn't go there. When she goes past with Krishna, says, what is that? That's a very beautiful kund. She doesn't know it is Radhakund. They come at a special time.
So what about all these conditions who are still taking part in Radhakund?
You can ask them. You can ask, no problem, you can ask them. So they may give some explanation, that's fine. Personally, I haven't taken bath. I just go and take some water and put in my hand. Because of this instruction that is non-different from Radharani. You can ask them, I don't know. They're probably exalted personalities.
At different times, different things were said.
Yes. Go ahead.
That's my realization, that in ISKCON over the years, sometimes there were times where leaders said yes, on public grounds.
Yes.
Yes, you can take part if you want. And on other times it was more said according to the next of instruction. Don't take part because it's on our
super perfect. Yeah. So the best way to check with that is to check with your spiritual master. If he gives you permission to take bhat, then you take bhat. If he doesn't give you permission, he can explain why. And if he himself takes bhat, then he can also explain why. Is that okay? We don't want to get too much into that discussion.
No. So I don't know from the Srila Prabhupada and Bhakti Chaitanya Chaudhary Shah, they don't even talk in Nagarjuna. But I went there before 5 years with my parents and I got there. So I'm apologizing that I have done an offense.
No, you an offense committed in ignorance may be excused. Are you okay?
What should I do?
You don't have to do anything. Don't carry it, oh now I go to hell. No. Don't worry, you didn't know. You did not know. But if you do want to take bhat, you have to take it under the shelter and blessings of an advanced devotee. If you want to take bhat, shelter and blessings of an advanced devotee. Of course, it says you'd be like Raghunath Das Goswami, he did a lot of austerities there. Yeah, but still, devotees do take bhat. They have to do it under the blessings and shelter of an advanced devotee. And usually the most advanced devotee for one is one's Diksha and Shiksha Guru. So one should discuss with them. But if one doesn't want to discuss with them and not take bhat, that's fine also. One can just follow what Srila Prabhupada says.
So many
lakhs of devotees go there. Years back, there used to be buses from ISKCON taking all the devotees to Vrindavan on the appearance day, once a year, and then have a bath.
If you read very carefully, I'm just coming to your point. If you read very carefully on page 880, we'll take a few. We'll finish at 2 o'clock. I think your prasadam was late yesterday. It should be on time if you go at 2. If you read very carefully, sort of in between the lines on page 80, it talks about in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila. It is stated that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first visited the area of Rajabhumi, he could not at first find the location of Radhakund. Found it? And then he found the holy spot. There was a small, what's it called? Small pond there. He took his bath in that small pond and told his devotees the actual Radhakund was situated here. And if you go down, Prabhupada says, presently there is a large lake known as Radhakund there. Presently there is a large lake known as Radhakund. Can you read in between the lines of that statement? He is saying presently there is a large lake which is known as Radhakund. Just that sentence, think about it more carefully. Whereas Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually found two ponds like that. So the actual Radhakund, sometimes they say, is Gupta, is hidden within that lake. Is hidden. And sometimes when they excavate that water, they find that right underneath that silt. You know that silt? You've seen that silt, right? Underneath that silt. It's there, but it's underneath. Yeah. So such place, I mean, I've seen it myself. I went one time. It's curious, you know, let me see what they're talking about, like that. So, it is sort of debatable and controversial whether the actual water where you're bathing in is part of Arthakuna. This is what Prabhupada says. Presently there is a large lake known as, you know, you understand this? You can read in between the lines? Known as Radhika. Like that. So when you read carefully, you'll see. To gain access to such a place, you really have to be an Apakrita Bhav. You really have to be on the stage of Bhava Bhakti. And that's not for propagation of the self. It's very, as Guhyatmam, it's very, by its nature it's confidential. By its nature. It's not that the person is feeling I'm on Bhava Bhakti and I have to hide it. Not like that. It doesn't have to hide anything if one is on Bhava Bhakti. By its nature it's confidential. Yes.
But we had gone for Radhakund, Maha cleaning, you know. The whole water was not there. And we were cleaning the, as you said, we were cleaning the bottom, you know, the bucket.
Yes, and you see the silt.
Yeah. So I had asked, and we understand that all the holy rivers, they are coming in Radhakund, correct? From a particular place. Something like that of what I understand, that in the Radhakund place.
I would say, don't try to understand it. You know, you're saying what you understand. I would say, don't even try to understand it. Just perform your sadhana, and in due course of time, everything will be revealed. It's not the physicalness of what you see there. I would say, don't even try to understand it. It's beyond that. It's completely, it's in a transcendental realm. It's really beyond, and beyond discussion in some ways. But I went there, I've seen it. It's hidden. It's actually quite hidden, the actual pond. No? And sometimes you don't know whether they made it so expansive, this present lake which is known as Arakunda Baba. They made it so expansive you don't know where the other one is, you know, the Shamakut. We don't really know. In that sense. Sometimes you read between the lines. And Prabhupada says clearly, presently there is a lake, a large lake known as Radhakund. It's just known. It's famous to be known as Radhakund. You catching it? You read between the lines. Alright, I believe we can stop. There's more questions. Okay?
There is some Yamantasada, then Abodha, Kailasa, then Dhirajava, then Vaikuntha, and Abodha, Vaikuntha, this is Dhamma, like that. Finally, Bolabunda. Vaikuntha only, Radhakund.
This Radhakund is the highest feature of Mathura Mandala, here. And the same Radhakund is the highest feature of Goloka Vrindavan. There. Is that okay?
I'm thinking about the Vaikuntha, Golokunda only. Prabhupada explained in the audience for that.
No, Vaikuntha means the spiritual world. You with me? Vaikuntha means? The spiritual world. Within the spiritual world, the highest feature is Goloka Vrindavan. In that other diagram that you are seeing, that you explained. You know, beyond the Viraja River. I'm explaining the diagram you're speaking about, not here. This is within here, Boma. And therefore, this can be considered, within Vaikuntha, this can be considered the essence for us here. With this body we can go in there. Like that. I'm not sure about the spiritual nature itself, you know, the Vaikuntha nature. Vaikuntha means the spiritual world. Like that. I still have to get there, so I'm not sure. I know I can get here, you know, because it's more merciful. And therefore this verse and the purport says it's higher than that Vaikuntha because it's more merciful. I'm not going to pretend and give you an answer and say I'm realized and you know that type of thing. It's not going to work. We just keep to the text and the purport here and deal with it. Is that okay? So it's important that, as Srila Prabhupada said, that if you want to develop love of the gopis' love for Krishna, what should you do? You should?
Change your rounds.
Okay, change your rounds, that's important. Yes, you should change your rounds and you spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. This is the consciousness of the gopis. Is to expand Krishna consciousness from their own consciousness of Krishna. Alright, if somebody wants this PowerPoint, you can access it now. It's in this computer, you can get it from him. Thank you very much. We'll meet sometime. It's nice to get your association again sometime in the future. Hopefully. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Upadesham Rita ki jai. The nectar of instruction ki jai. Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada ki jai. Bhagavat Prasadam ki jai. Sayo Premanande.
The date given there is not the final one. I don't want you to. Because, you know, such is another change.